This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
Thanks, and it's a great honor to have Dr. Andros up here moderating with me. No disclosures for this. So, of course, following Joe Mills, and then having a title of your talk having to do with Wi-Fi, of course, means that a lot of this will look familiar, but we'll have a couple extra points. So, you know, I think one of the things that was sort of interesting in looking at this is that there was a fairly recent meta-analysis looking at contemporary natural history studies of patients with critical limb ischemia. It turns out that when there are gene therapy trials for unreconstructable critical limb ischemia, there now are these studies with the placebo arms that give us kind of nice contemporary data about what happens with CLI. And so these are patients with CLI. They don't undergo revascularization. And overall, they found a one-year mortality rate of about 22%, one-year major amputation rate of about 22%. But the one-year rate of wound worsening was about 35%. And not surprisingly, none of these studies really talk about wounds ever healing because they typically don't. But these rates of amputation and mortality are, you know, sort of on par with what we think. But the worsening of these wounds can really become a problem. And, you know, one of the issues here is, obviously a foot like this is going to need some kind of treatment, but when we look at these different studies, of course, are we talking about the same wound? Because if it ends up with a successful healed TMA that the patient's walking on, of course, that's what we're shooting for. But if it ends up with a baloney amputation, you know, of course, it'd be good to know where we started and if this was the same foot in San Francisco as it was in Houston, as it was, at the Joslin Center. So the Wi-Fi classification, sort of suffice it to say, there's not a whole lot in here actually about wound healing. There is, of course, this graph, which is fairly famous in terms of the importance of perfusion of the foot. But, of course, Wi-Fi is designed more to look at amputation and the benefit of revascularization. And in the past 3 years now, there have been a number of studies to look at Wi-Fi and amputation, and as has been pointed out, you know, you don't find this graph in the main paper, you find it in the online appendix, which also kind of speaks to why it doesn't exactly have the polished look. But in general, these are predicted amputation rates. Looking at the published series so far, I've sort of put the predicted rates up at the top. You see that there's a fairly wide range here of amputation rates, but all, you know, with the exception of this sort of early study, which had, as you can tell, a lot of very high stage patients, these amputation rates are lower than what would be expected for the natural history of untreated critical limb ischemia. So that's encouraging. Of course, if we sort of take a step back and say, well, how does wound healing fit into this? Of course, this is paramount to avoiding amputation. These are just a couple graphs that illustrate this point that you have a much higher risk of amputation if you have an unhealed wound. So the top bar being the unhealed wounds, the lower being the healed wounds, and you can see the rate of amputation is much lower if your wound heals. Also, there's something to do with the velocity with which your wound heals. So wounds that heal within 4 months, you, again, are going to have a lower rate of amputation compared to the wounds that are going to be not healed by 4 months, if ever. So the Wi-Fi system sort of indirectly addresses this wound healing by estimating the benefit from revascularization. So again, this is a sort of a consensus statement, but is, as you would expect, the patients with a high level of ischemia, ischemia grade, are going to be the ones most likely to benefit from a revascularization procedure. And so this has been, there are fewer studies that have really looked at this in regards specifically to Wi-Fi scores, but here are two. This is one from Dr. Mill's group in Arizona and from us at UCSF. And what you see in this graph was that for the patients who were in stage three, there was a significant improvement in wound healing for patients who were revascularized. It was 94 days versus 238. When we looked at our data at UCSF, what we found was that there was a significant improvement for those patients who had ischemia grade 3. They had a significantly longer wound healing times than any of the other grades. So there are a few studies here, including this latest one from us that was presented at the Western this past year. It's currently in press. But as you can see, these studies have a very wide range of wound healing rates, anything from 79, 80 plus percent to 37%. The one sort of caveat I'll say about our results from this study, this 55% overall also includes recurrences. So this was instead of just did the initial wound heal, this was, did the initial wound heal and stay healed? So at 1 year, was the patient wound free or not? Whereas most of these other studies actually were looking at, did the initial wound heal? And if you look at the trends here, you see that in general, the stage, the Wi-Fi stage, is correlated with the, or has an inverse correlation with the chances of wound healing. So higher stage wounds were less likely to heal. The exception being, of course, us at UCSF. We're just kind of special. But I think we've got an answer for that. Which is that if, first of all, we sort of have to think a little bit. The nice thing about doing a literature review and only having five papers to go over is that we can sort of look at each of them a little bit individually and sort of say, well, what are the differences here? Well, you know, the first is that these three are all retrospective. The Cole paper, again, was the first one to come out to look at the association between wound healing and amputation and Wi-Fi scores, but it was retrospectively applied to a very, very well characterized cohort of patients from a wound care center. Darling, this is a very large series from Boston, but it again is retrospective. And then this paper from Arizona, it kind of is quasi retrospective because, as we know, Dr. Mills had already been doing something similar to Wi-Fi all along. The paper from UCSF and this one from Baltimore are two that were actually prospectively collected. And so part of the difference with these groups is that these upper two are cohorts that are entirely revascularized. So all of these were patients who were revascularized, and then Wi-Fi scores were retrospectively applied. The other three studies here also were, in fact, groups of patients, many inpatients, but in both the Arizona and the UCSF paper. This paper from Baltimore is actually kind of unique because it's, in fact, all diabetic patients in their diabetic foot ulcer clinic. So it actually is a predominantly outpatient group. But if you look, then what you sort of start to see is a little pattern here that in these patients in the retrospective group of completely revascularized patients, chances are these patients were being revascularized because they had wounds that were thought to be, very difficult to heal or putting the patient at a high risk, as opposed to the cohorts where we include patients who are revascularized or not. This is more of kind of a cross-sectional of studies of all the patients who are coming into a limb preservation center. So narrowing this down even more to wound healing time, you see that again, there's one center that doesn't really have a relationship in terms of the stage and the time to healing, and there's two other centers where the higher the stage, the longer it takes to heal a wound. But if you look a little closer at this data, actually what you see is that what is a little different about the UCSF data as opposed to Arizona or Baltimore is the very high rate of revascularization that was occurring in this cohort. 90% of the stage 4 patients were being revascularized, 64% of the stage 3, and even 29 of the stage 1. And I think that that in more than likely explains part of the very different profile of wound healing in this cohort. So I think there's a little risk here of sort of making Wi-Fi almost falling down the lesionology hole here in terms of Wi-Fi and wound healing, because the fact is that the Wi-Fi is more of a classification system that's sort of a systematic assessment of the threatened limb, and revascularization, of course, is going to reduce the time that it takes to heal wounds, improve wound healing, reduce amputation rates, but it doesn't do anything about the patient that's attached to that wound. In terms of diabetes, end-stage renal disease, nutritional factors like low albumin, the inflammatory biomarkers, things like the extensive microvascular disease. It doesn't really tell you about those things, and it also doesn't really tell you about the multidisciplinary services that we've been hearing about and sort of what is being done to make sure that the patients are offloaded and getting appropriate wound care after their initial foot procedures and revascularization procedures. So I think that, you know, the data here are pretty strong to sort of validate that there is a relationship between Wi-Fi stage and amputation rate. I think that the correlation between Wi-Fi score and wound healing is not as simple. Revascularization clearly improves the rate of wound healing and getting complete and control of the infection is, of course, important as well. But I think that after the revascularization, the patient and healthcare system factors determine the time to healing. And I think that, as Dr. Mills mentioned just a moment ago, that restaging of Wi-Fi after an intervention is probably going to be an important part of predicting not only successful wound healing, but wound recurrence.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.